Item 7 is a subdivision rezoning at 1425, 1429, and 1435 Molson Street under file DASZ 26 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time, namely Item 8, a variance at 1425, 1429, and 1435 Molson Street under file DAV 120884 of 2013D. I have one person registered, the applicant, and he has made a submission that will pass.
That's for these two. Okay, so they need to state his name and address.
Well, you can just call him up. We have his.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling up Carl Devlin.
Hi. I'm here to represent Carrington Homes. Pretty straightforward application. We're looking to amalgamate the two properties and basically create a phase two for this project. I've read the planner's report. I'm in agreement with most everything. Schedule B, the servicing agreement, though, I would ask that council consider not adopting this. To be quite honest with you, the costs involved in this agreement may jeopardize the project. It's in excess of $7,000 per unit, and unfortunately there's not enough profit in the project to deal with this. Recently in phase one, we're finding that the amount of sales has dropped. We've actually had to reduce our price, and we feel that a servicing agreement such as this would, like I said, could jeopardize the project in its entirety. So that's basically all I have to say.
So that's the where exactly this whole.
This whole thing?
Yeah.
It's all I have to do about the street.
That's all.
Let's see here. You go through this with me, Kim? Or Michael?
Okay.
Whoever?
Sure.
This is where? This is all this?
Those are standard obligations consistent with the city's development agreement parameters. As you know, the application at 1595 Molson will be actually constructing these improvements, and it's intended that the money collected here will help offset the cost of the works.
And this is from the roundabout to?
Yes.
The driveway in
to the north
into
of the
property.
North of the north driveway.
Or is it the whole
this
property line?
For this particular application, Councillor, it's for the frontage of the property in Molson Street.
Okay. And it's half the cost of that? Or is it?
Yes, it's the frontage foot cost for the property on each side according to the city's standard rates.
What's the total of this? Is that in here?
No, it's not actually.
Okay.
You have to extend all the numbers. I'm assuming Mr. Devlin has probably made that calculation.
And do you know what the total is? If you add everything up here? I don't see a total of all the costs.
I just did a quick calculation on my phone while I was, and it worked out to $65,000 plus the land dedication. Where is it?
Sorry. I've seen on
the
this.
$9,997 per acre. I don't know exactly what that will work out to, but.
Yeah. I've seen the sign that you had to lower the prices of the condos.
Yes.
So I could see it becoming an issue for you. But
now, in phase one, I actually asked for the same thing. You know, there was a small reduction to the agreement. My issue is that that corner is just recently being completely redone. New paving, new lighting, a new brand new roundabout. Everything's new. You know, I've already contributed approximately $60,000 on phase one towards infrastructure, so on and so forth. That's already existing and that's already brand new today. You know, for that money to be sitting in the city coffers for, I don't know, the next 50, 60, 100 years seems a little bit silly considering the fact that it's all brand new already. And like I said, I mean, the evidence is there. We have had to reduce our price. We definitely want to continue. We definitely want to do this project. But I'm asking that the city consider, you know, completely eliminating this. I think the city will recoup their costs over the next year, you know, 10, 15, 20, 100 years from the tax base that'll obviously be generated from this. It's just that right now it's going to be really difficult to continue on with a phase two if, you know, $65,000 to $75,000 is added to the bill, basically.
Yeah, the problem is that I saw before is that, you know, the stretch in front of the Eagle Mere development, been an ongoing 20-year residents complaining about the streets not being done, and it's taken 20 years to actually get somewhere. We're not all there yet, but and for me it was not to have that situation again, do the street now and not get emails, phone calls for 20 years where it's very difficult to get it into the capital budget and because it's a local street,
mm-hmm.
and so that's sort of probably where it came from. But so I don't know what to do about that, Maureen, and ask Kim if you can answer anything about what he just said.
I don't know what I can say is the system is the city has a set of development agreement parameters that try to treat all development applications in a fair manner, and the provisions within those parameters provide for collection of improvements in streets fronting properties that benefit from those improvements. In this particular instance, the Eagle Mere development had contributed along their entire frontage, I remember, to the tune of $700,000 or $800,000, actually, in their frontage along there, toward the future upgrading of that part of Molson Street. The property across the street on the corner of McLeod and or Grassy and Molson contributed when they developed, and likewise the previous application at 1425 has contributed, albeit on a slightly reduced rate, which was a decision made by the committee.
You know how long their stretch is? It's from this point and how far to the next development?
Well, Councillor, the way the Council's instructions were worded for the development at 1505 was for them to install a full range of services, basically from Grassy to the north of the north limit, and there was an allowance in that agreement that any funds collected from others that we have collected or will collect would be provided to that developer to help offset their costs for basically the portion of works that are done. Also acknowledge, as Mr. Devlin has said, that the roundabout is complete. The pavement works have actually been extended to the north. I would say almost probably entirely across the frontage of this property as well. That would have been a city capital project under a separate budget. But notwithstanding respecting the development agreement parameters, we administratively, this is the position we put forward.
Can I just take a little break and ask a question to the administration?
You want to adjourn for a minute?
Yeah.
Do you get adjournment?
Just
and to talk to the public service?
Yeah.
Sure, okay. So move 5 minutes, or do you need 10?
No, 2 minutes.
5 minute adjournment, okay.
Thank you. But,